USA Radio News.
With USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. Breaking news this hour, President Trump's attorney Rudy Giuliani tells Fox News Robert Mueller tells him he could finish the Russia investigation by September 1st. Counselor to the President Kellyanne Conway, a guest on Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo.
The president is saying that he was spied on. Can you tell us what went on?
All I know is what I see, and the president is absolutely within his rights to tweet about this. He tweeted more about it just this morning, Maria, and essentially the president is saying what we're all saying, which is we're happy to never talk about the 2016 election again.
Earlier, President Trump tweeting, I hereby demand and will do so officially tomorrow that the Department of Justice look into whether or not the FBI, DOJ, infiltrated or surveilled the Trump campaign for political purposes, and if any such demands or requests were made by people within the Obama administration. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Former President George H.W. Bush, well enough to travel, he's arrived in Maine and will head to the family compound there. Bush had been hospitalized with an infection after wife Barbara's death. In Rome, Pope Francis names 14 new cardinals. A funeral Sunday for one of the 9 students killed by the 17-year-old gunman who also killed one teacher at Santa Fe High School in Texas. Politicians now debating what to do next to protect your kids. Texas Lieutenant Governor Republican Dan Patrick, a guest on CNN's State of the Union.
Our teachers should be armed. The parents said our teachers should be armed. So we need armed teachers trained, of course, not just anyone who has a gun, but trained. We need to harden the target.
We make it so easy for irresponsible people and criminals to get access to firearms.
Former astronaut Mark Kelly, whose wife Gabby Gifford shot and severely wounded in Arizona, also weighs in on this issue. He's a guest on Fox News Sunday.
Make sure that that irresponsible person can't get the gun in the first place.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
On Capitol Hill, they may have to start over from scratch. Lawmakers may have to grow a new farm bill after a defeat of a Republican-sponsored measure in the House. USA's Chris Barnes with the story.
Democrats say it would worsen hunger by eliminating nutritional benefits for families and children. Others say it did very little to help farmers in any serious ways, and it also neglected conservation. It was the focus of the Democrats' weekly address, delivered by Ohio Rep. Marsha Fudge.
We are giving Republicans another chance to come back to the negotiating table and join us in crafting a farm bill that actually works for the people it's supposed to serve.
Besides Democrats, 30 conservative Republicans in the House also voted no on the bill. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A deadly animal attack near Seattle. USA's Rick Vincent has the story.
Two friends on a morning mountain bike ride 30 miles east of Seattle were attacked by a cougar, killing one of the men and leaving the second hospitalized in what authorities describe as a rare occurrence. The Seattle Times reports the cougar was later found up a tree near the dead man's body, where agents for the state's Fish and Wildlife Police shot and killed it hours after the Saturday attack. This man visits that area often.
Realize that, wow, there's things out here that are very powerful, and this is their space, and he's had to respect that.
The injured man was in satisfactory condition at a hospital at last report. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.